This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is number 136 in the series. This recording captures and shares the grand reopening ceremony for the Franklin Public Library held on Sunday, November 5th in 2017. The ceremony and multiple speeches runs around 21 minutes. So without further ado, here is the recording.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we dedicate this beautiful addition to the Franklin Public Library. And for many of you who have been active in the community, on the committee, it's planning and implementation. This is indeed a culmination of a long-term project and vision for our community. For some of you, this represents an end of a vision, and ultimately this addition, and you can justifiably take satisfaction from your labors. Although this may close a chapter and celebrate a grand reopening, this marks a beginning for our community. And what we are here dedicating is not only a job well done, but a job well begun. The challenge in front of us is to develop within these walls an outstanding collection for all ages in our community to enjoy and learn for years to come. The Franklin Public Library is not only rich in tradition, but also rich in history. Many years ago, Benjamin Franklin provided this community 116 books for our library, citing that sense is more preferable to sound. The Ray family established the Ray Memorial Fund to continue the maintenance of this grand building for many years, and the Franklin Library Association assisted in ensuring the library continued to run. Countless times, many of you in the community have stepped forward to not only volunteer, but work tireless hours in order to continue its operation and keep our library in the history books as America's first public library. While the town council has played a very important role ensuring the funding was there for this building renovation, and I would certainly be remiss if I didn't take a moment to thank a few people. The Franklin Library Building Committee, Friends of the Franklin Library, the Franklin Library Association, Dados Projects, LLB Architects, BW Construction, the Franklin Building Department, including Gus Brown, the Franklin DPW and Mike D'Angelo, Town Administrators Jeff Nutting and Jamie Hellinan, and especially our Chairwoman, Judith Pond Pfeffer. During the past year and a half, I've been in this building more than I ever imagined as a resident and a town councilor. We've discovered some interesting finds and past decisions on renovations that, well, would scratch your head and wonder why. But I've also made many close friends and discovered that this library isn't about the books that it houses, but instead about the places it can take you and the history of what our forefathers envisioned Franklin years ago. Today we will present you a new library which will still stands rich in tradition, but also opens our visitors' eyes to what Franklin has to offer in 2017. From the collection of Ben Franklin's books to other countless discoveries that now can be offered on display, to the cozy sitting areas that gaze over Dean College's campus, Davis Thayer School, and downtown Franklin. This building will be a role model for other communities, as many of our other buildings have become in recent years. In conclusion, although we are here today to dedicate this new addition and grand reopening of the Franklin Public Library, we have the awesome and more responsible task of creating a space for young and old alike to come enjoy what Franklin has to offer. For visitors to immerse themselves in not only our library, but our community and discover what Franklin and its wonderful citizens. As we continue to be a role model community in our state and our country, I encourage you to take a moment and look at our town. Look what has been provided to you by our forefathers. Look what we have said, what we as a community have created. You are part of something great, and each and every one of us has had a hand in creating the future of what has been called one of the best places to live in America. Thank you and congratulations. I would now like to welcome Chairwoman Judith Pond Pfeffer to the podium.
Welcome. We're finally here. Finally.
First, a thank you to the citizens of Franklin. We wouldn't be here. I do this every time. Lassie falls down the well. Timmy has to go get him. First, a thank you to the citizens of Franklin, a town that values reading, values its library, and a town that values housing, the first lending library in America. We are not completely done. Please bear with us. First, let me thank those others who made this possible. The building committee, Matt Kelly, Tom Mercer, Joe Mullen, Jim Roach, Nancy Rapper, Sandy Brand von Brenner, Felicia Odie, and Monique Doyle. The Franklin Library Association, who generously paid for digitization of Old Town Reports, digitization of the Franklin Register, a newspaper that we have the most copies of any place in the country, and who purchased the museum-quality display case, which will be the permanent home of the Ben Franklin books. It's not here yet. It's been ordered. It's approved. It's coming, but it will be here. It will be humidity-controlled and visible for all patrons. It will be 40 inches high so kids can walk around and see the Ben Franklin books at all times. The Friends of the Franklin Library, who sold all the bricks, sold all the benches, and who, with a request from Wilma Winters, purchased and donated all the reading room tables, lamps, and wonderful Eustace chairs now in our Franklin Reading Gallery. Our contractor, B&W Construction, Pete and Ben Whitaker. It was a pleasure to work with such professionals and such nice people. Our project managers, Daedalus, Shane Nolan, and Mike Flaherty, true professionals. Our architects, LLB Associates from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We did not always agree, but we love the final results. Library staff, our current and our new hires. Facilities department, who followed me around and always asked me what else needed to get done. I just love having all these guys following me around wanting to go to work. The town council, for their vision and support. The town administrator's office, Jeff Nutting and Jamie, who always listened to me when I complained. The library board of directors. Dean College, who through President Paula Rooney has generously provided the refreshments for this opening. Now let me introduce, I was going to introduce Karen Spilker, but I don't think she's able to make it today. So let me introduce Richard Ross. Richard? I'm sorry, Senator Richard Ross.
That's okay. We couldn't get any closer.
I will say I have put on a few pounds, so I know I'm not that difficult to see. It is an honor to join you here this morning as a grandson of Franklin, but not a son of Franklin. I have ancestors that go back to the beginning of the town on the Dean side and also on several other lines that are here in Franklin. And it's always an honor to come back and celebrate some of those things, but to celebrate what it is that you've all done to make Franklin an even better town than it was in the beginning. You know how a lot of people lament the changes? I think the changes here are nothing but good. And I commend the town fathers for their vision, for the leaders that are here from Dean and other entities within the community that make this truly a special place to live. Who are our athletes that are here today? Look at that. We've got a bunch sitting on the stairs, but are you winning anything? Get to work. I come from the legislature bringing something that Karen would have brought as well. This is a greeting from the Massachusetts State Senate. It is an official citation recognizing Franklin Public Library for the grand reopening of the Ray Memorial Library. And a lot of people probably don't even realize how pivotal the Ray family was to this community back in the beginning of time. You've lost a few buildings that were theirs, that they built homes. Some of those beautiful structures were a product of the Ray family and their industriousness. So this is the grand reopening of the Ray Memorial Library, be it further known, the Mass Senate congratulates and extends its best wishes for continued success. The citation be signed by the President of the Senate, who is Stanley C. Rosenberg, and it's attested by the Clerk of the Senate, which is William F. Welsh. And it's offered by, I actually put Karen's name on it too. Karen's name is on it. Karen E. Spilka and Richard J. Ross, your two state senators. So congratulations on this great day.
You can see this is not well planned. Senator Ross is going to introduce our state rep, Jeffrey Roy.
Thank you. think you're expecting the governor with this microphone so high. Well, I want to say it's indeed an honor and a privilege to be here and be in this community where we're rededicating a library in 2017. Who would have heard with the all the technologies that's out there would have believed that the importance of libraries would be celebrated still today? And it's such a treat and an honor to be here. I actually had the opportunity to be at the grand reopening of the library in Holyoke. For some reason, I was in Holyoke that day, went over, and as I was walking into the main entrance, I saw above the door, it said, the People's College. And I said, what a great description of a library. It is the People's College. And that's what I like to think about when I think of libraries. And I also like to think, and Matt had talked about those books from Benjamin Franklin. Well, the first student in the Franklin Public Library happened to be Horace Mann. He used those 116 books to educate himself and become knowledgeable in world affairs. And he went on and took his education and became the father of education in America. What a tribute. It all began in this area with those 116 books that will be on display. A library is a legacy to a community. Libraries are still important. They've taken on new roles in our age of technology. And particularly want to say thank you and congratulations to Judy for the great work that you've done in putting all of this together. I know. I know it's a committee, and I do not minimize for any chance. I know it's a committee, but a strong leader gets that committee to get the work done. And I know no one as strong as you. So I do, and you know, since Horace Mann was the father of public education, we have two possible titles. So we'll put a poll online and say, does Judy want to be the mother of education? Or does she want to be the grand dame of education?
How about a third cousin twice removed?
There you go. And finally, I want to say congratulations to the good folks from the Friends of the Library who put together that wonderful display out on the patio with the bricks and the benches. And I know all these athletes are here and should be recognized and acknowledged for the great work they did in putting together the funds for one of the benches there that's going to honor Michael Dougherty, who this community lost a few years ago. So thank you for being here. Thank you for all your great work. That's what a community is all about. And everybody being here today really exemplify what being a community is all about. So I too have a citation here from the House of Representatives. I won't read the whole thing because I bet you it reads similar to what Senator Ross gave you. But Judy, congratulations. Thank you for your great work. And I know you have many more to come. And the people on Tuesday are going to send you back to do some more work.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you very much.
And with that, it's my great honor to introduce another great friend of Franklin, Dr. Paula Rooney, who's the president of Dean College, a great neighbor. And you have the most spectacular view of your campus from up on that second floor. So I urge you to spend a lot of time up there.
You weren't supposed to tell them that because then they'll be looking for me.
Yeah.
Also means we're going to have to clean up the back end. Good morning, or probably close to noon. Good afternoon, everyone. And it is indeed a pleasure, not only as the college president, but also as a resident of Franklin for some 23 years. It is indeed our honor as an institution and as a private family to be a part of today's ceremony. As you are all aware, Dean College is truly proud of its heritage. But one of the things that we are most proud of is to be a part of this community. We can share on a day-to-day basis are certainly our progress on Main Street, and now to watch the young people, the old people, and I've had the pleasure of watching Judy. And many of you don't know this, but on most days while this construction was going on, she was walking around. And that's the best kind of project manager, because that's when you make your private little notes and you go back around and you try to figure out how are you going to make it better. As you all are aware, we've been here for a long time. And we were founded really in 1783, although we all talk about 1865. And certainly Oliver Dean would have been proud to walk through these hallowed halls today to see a new library. It's important. And many of the young people here today, from the little folks who maybe don't understand why we all say, it's good to see you in the library. Because those things on your phones, 60% of college freshmen last fall did their college application on their phone, to their Kindles, to their iPads, or whatever. But the thing that is most important about this building is those young people who will come through these hallowed halls and perhaps once again experience the tremendous pleasure and honor, and above all else, the privilege that you have as American citizens to read in a library, to experience what is in these books, any of these books, any topic in these books, any author in these books, but the privilege and the right to be able to read. Please don't pass that up, the young people in the room, please pass that along, because as you become college freshmen, it becomes ever more important that you understand your privilege as an American and your right and privilege to read. In 1904, Ray Memorial Building was dedicated, allowing Franklin's library to have a permanent location, and indeed permanency is important. The Ray family, those industrialists, and we all need to remember that, provided our first fire station, our public schools, and many other structures, both on our campus and to the privilege of the town. For us, we have two. We have Ray Building and we have Ray House. Ray Building is an academic building where we still have many classes on many days of the week. And Ray House is our admissions space. And how privileged we are to say that thousands of visitors a year walk through Ray House. And now they will also be able to walk up Main Street, because most people, by the way, think we own this building. I just want to put that out there to you. And we will now certainly take credit for that. But we will put the appropriate photo of the committee in our admissions building so everybody knows that we are simply here as good neighbors, and that we truly want to be a neighbor. It's important to remember that as we have students who walk through the college campus, walk downtown, and now will explore, as you can see, through the terrific design on the back of this building, that we are probably more neighbors now than we have ever been, particularly on this side of the street. And it will be important for our students to respect that, to become a part of that, and also for citizens to perhaps do the same thing. I can't tell you how many times we have a visitor come in and say, I've lived in Franklin for 30 years, but I've never been inside your buildings. And so today, I think as we join a new history beginning for both this library and for the town of Franklin, I want to make sure to extend to all of you that as you explore this library, that you explore our library, that you explore our campus center and our performances, because indeed that's what today is all about. It is about new beginnings. It is about us all seeing the prosperity of the town of Franklin that is important to us all, both as a community, as a college, and we can say as a college that this is a safe and welcoming community to all of the diversity that we bring in our campus community. That is important to us as an academic institution. It should be important to us as citizenry of the town of Franklin, but most importantly, it is important to us as a nation and a nation as we go on. This is an absolutely magnificent space. To those who had the privilege of being able to put it together, we say thank you because you did take into account the historical value of this building and making sure that it stayed on the front side of Main Street, which is incredibly important to us as a community. We have an incredibly high sense of pride in being able to call you a neighbor and for us to make sure that we are always a good neighbor. From Oliver Dean to Benjamin Franklin to the Ray family to all of those who were involved in making this day possible, let's all remember that we have a heritage to be proud of, and let us all work together to build the future, one person and one book at a time. Judy? Thank you all. If I could have the building committee up here and we'll cut the red ribbon and then everybody just go explore the library. We try to save as many old things as possible. Thank you. The building committee up here, please.
Chris Feely and Jim Roach and Sandy Branswan Brenner. But we're supposed to be at 11:30 and everybody else is here, so Slish is here. Good. No Sandy? No? Where is Sandy? Sandy Branswan Brenner? Behind me?
Yeah. Good point.
Thank you all. Enjoy the building. We saved some old things. We got some old tables.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. That's suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark in the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. You can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters audio on iTunes. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.